I can definitely relate to that. At the plumber's local, they approached the contractor I was working for. I had been with him for, I don't know, a dozen years, or maybe 10 at the time. I ended up working for him for 17 years. But he said, I was also involved in what we called the Contractors Union. It was the Mechanical Contractors Association of Detroit. And that's all the pipe fitting contractors and plumbing contractors that were signatory with the, you know, the pipe fitters unions and plumber unions. So they approached him about producing a synopsis for the school to improve the apprentice school. So he came to me, and so I produced a synopsis. And by George, they put in about half of what I suggested. They went for it. So I was kind of tickled for that. I mean, I didn't get any money out of it, but, you know, they got to know me down at the Contractors Association. And the same with the plumbers, and they ended up, you know, it was a good career. I did not mind it at all, you know, the way I came up. Some guys come up a little different, but I definitely enjoyed myself at work, and I enjoyed the work. I enjoyed designing and engineering. I ended up, you know, with a master's, and you know, had all the different skills that they claim that you need. So I was always in continuing education, doing this or that or the other thing, and it was good. It was a good run. I still do furnaces and air conditioning and boilers and stuff, you know, for residential stuff that's on the side. I stay away from the commercial work. You know, they kind of frown on retirees jumping back into the commercial end, which is, I did commercial for most of my career.